I am unconditional love, and that is why I see unconditional love everywhere. I am unconditional love, and that is why I see unconditional love everywhere. Whatever it is that I am is what I see in the world around me. Whatever it is that I am, I see in my life. And so, wherever I look, I see unconditional love. Wherever I turn my attention, I see unconditional love. And I turn my attention to all sorts of wonderful things. I turn my attention to all sorts of marvelous things because I turn my attention to unconditional love. So, what is unconditional love? How can I think about unconditional love? How can I say that I see everything unconditional love when around me sometimes there are things that are not unconditionally loving? How can I say I see unconditional love everywhere around me and it is because I see it that it is there? Well, the answer to that question is very simple. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As I think in my heart of hearts, as I think in my inner dwelling being, so am I. So, I start training myself in every thought I think to see unconditionally loving action wherever I look. Unconditionally loving actions wherever I see myself looking. I look at the children at play and I see them in unconditional love. I see them joyously sharing together, doing all sorts of things that make each other happy. I look at the adults in my world and I see every single one of the adults unconditionally loving themselves and everyone in their world. Yes, every individual adult in my world is looking at themselves with the eyes of unconditional love. They say they are happy with who they are. They are happy with the world about them. They are happy with their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins and everyone in their world. They're happy with them. How can they say they're happy with them? They say that they're happy with them because they're happy with themselves. Now, if you like yourself, you will look at everyone in the world and you will like them. If you are happy with yourself, you will look at everyone in the world and be happy with them. But this is something that we train ourselves to do. This is something that we teach ourselves to do. This is something that we require of ourselves to do every moment of our life. To see all things in unconditional love. To see all things as uplifting. To see all things as fantastic. To see all things as joyous. To see all things as peaceful. To see all things in that positive way. Unconditionally loving. Now, if we teach little children to be unconditionally loving with one another, we are teaching ourselves to be unconditionally loving with everyone in our world, starting with ourselves. Whatever we teach, that's what we are. So if we teach the dogs to be happy with one another, if we teach the dogs to be peaceful and quiet, not to bark, but to be peaceful and quiet. If we teach the dogs to be gentle with one another, and gentle with the kittens, and gentle with the children, and gentle with everyone. We don't teach them not to be rough. We teach them to be gentle. We teach them to be loving, sensitive, caring. We teach them to be all that is good. We teach them to be unconditionally loving, just like we are. And when we teach them to do this, we find out that that's their nature. That is their nature to be unconditionally loving. That is their nature to be joyous. That is their nature to be whatever it is we have created for ourselves to be. Now, how many dogs do you know that are ugly? How many dogs do you know that are unkind? How many? Not many at all, if any. If you are a loving person, you will find loving pets everywhere. You'll find loving dogs everywhere. You'll find loving people everywhere. If you are an unconditionally loving being, you will find all your world is unconditionally loving. Now, can you expect this? Can you know this? Can you enjoy this? Can you delight in this? Can you be happy with this? Can you see this in your world? Can you see this wherever you are? Can you see this and know that this is who you are? If you can, then you've got it made. But you are unconditionally loving. You are fantastic. You are magnificent. You are all that is peace and good and all that is truth and all that is love. You are unconditionally loving. Look at the flowers growing in your garden. Are they unconditionally loving? Look at the weeds growing in your garden. Are they unconditionally loving? When you look at your garden, do you look at the weeds or do you look at the flowers? Do you look at the flowers and say, how beautiful, how wonderful, oh, how beautiful? Or do you look at the weeds and say, oh, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. Don't look at the weeds. Look at the flowers. Look at that which you want in your world. Look at that which is a reflection of who you are in your world. Are the flowers a reflection of the goodness in you? Then they will be there in abundance. Are the weeds a reflection of who you are? Are you always looking for something to trouble yourself with? Are you always looking for weeds to pull out? And are you always looking for changes to be made? Or are you finding peace and harmony and love? Are you finding all things in divine order right the way they are? If you're finding things that way, then that's all you will know. That's all you will be, and that's all you'll ever enjoy in your life, because that's who you are. Make this claim for yourself today. Make this claim in your life today. Make this claim as your reality today, because this is who you are. This is all that you are. This is the only thing that you can ever be, and it's a wonderful thing to be. I live in unconditional love. I see all things in unconditional love. I see every experience in my life in unconditional love. And how wonderful it is! How wonderful it is to see all as unconditional love. And as I see all as unconditional love, I am enjoying unconditional love in every area of my life. I am enjoying unconditional love in all the people I meet, in all the circumstances I have, and my life is just a treasure trip, a pleasure trip, an experience of happiness, an experience of goodness, an experience of peace, an experience of life, experience of love. That's my life. What can you say about your life? What can you say about your life and who you are and what's going on in your world? What can you say about it? Can you say that it is good and very good? Can you say that it is peace and peaceful in every way? Can you say that your life is something absolutely fantastic? Can you say that your life is the greatest thing that ever experienced in your world? If every moment of your life is an unconditionally loving moment, if every moment of your life is an unconditionally loving moment, you'll find that every event, every person you meet, everywhere you look, you'll find unconditional love, because that's all you know, that's all you are, that's all you can ever be. And claim it today, know it today, enjoy it today, look at it and say, wow, yes, it's wonderful. Wow, yes, it's beautiful. Wow, yes, I am the happiest person in the world. And you'll find that that's exactly what you are. Okay. Some people say I love you, I love you, I love you too much. And so I won't say it anymore for a while, and just see how you like that. So, bye.